This is The Brief, on the link between vitamin D and hidradenitis suppurativa. So, hidradenitis suppurativa, or HS, is a chronic, incredibly painful inflammatory skin condition, and researchers are finally figuring out if the severe vitamin D deficiency we always see in these patients actually causes the disease, or if it's just a side effect. First, the observational evidence. You know, across multiple studies, HS patients show staggeringly low vitamin D levels. This definitely matters clinically, because giving them high-dose supplements seriously reduces those painful skin nodules. But here's the real question. Is low vitamin D the match that starts the fire, or just the smoke? Second, the genetic reality check. To find out if that deficiency literally starts the fire, researchers looked at the DNA of over 400,000 people to see if a lifelong genetic tendency for low vitamin D causes HS. Well, it doesn't. Low vitamin D isn't the root trigger. Instead, it's really just a flashing warning light for the disease's massive inflammatory burden. Finally, the shared triggers. So, if it isn't the original culprit, why the deficiency? It turns out that shared lifestyle factors common in HS, like smoking and obesity, which literally traps vitamin D in fat tissue, drive those levels way down. But here's the ironic part. Even though low vitamin D didn't cause the disease, the hormone naturally turns down the body's inflammatory alarms, meaning a simple supplement is still a highly targeted, powerful way to calm the immune system. Ultimately, while a vitamin D deficiency isn't the spark that starts hidradenitis suppurativa, treating that smoke with simple supplementation is for sure a game-changing tool for managing this painful condition.